Now an increasingly common challenge for public relations campaigns. People are speaking dozens of languages in this country, and PR campaigns want to reach them, but how? For our series on public relations, NPR's Neda Ulaby has the story.
Julia Huang runs a marketing company in Southern California that focuses on Asian Americans.
You know, while we say Asian American market, it's really not one market. It's so many.
No one knows that better than the U.S. Census. It reached out in Japanese, Cantonese Chinese, Khmer, and Taglish, a mix of English and Tagalog spoken in Filipino communities.
Gaano katagal para makatulong pabutihin ang komunidad? Edukasyon, healthcare.
Census ads also targeted speakers of Korean, Vietnamese, Thai, Cambodian, Hmong, and more.
You're not really talking about one specific language. Like, for example, for the Hispanic market, accents might change, but it's still Spanish.
That's why ad campaigns hone in on groups with the largest U.S. populations, says Huang's colleague, Jane Nakagawa.
Should we do CK or should we do CKV?
What's CKV?
So CKV is kind of our shortened version of Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese.
Groups that enjoy plenty of newspapers, magazines, and local radio and TV stations in their native languages.
우리가 살고 있는 지구는 23.5도로...
This ad for Toyota Camrys features a small boy in front of his classroom, showing off his elaborate science project about the family car's awesome features.
Star safety system은...
The child never speaks when you see him. There's a voiceover in Chinese, Korean, or Vietnamese, depending on the market. Nita Song runs the Asian American Advertising Federation.
When a client is targeting multiple Asian segments, they won't necessarily have the budget to do a custom-specific campaign from ground up for Chinese, for Vietnamese, for Korean.
Especially since Chinese is Mandarin and Cantonese. Stretching a campaign budget over four languages means finding common themes. It might not surprise you to hear that education, achievement, and family are said to be selling points across Asian American communities. An ad campaign for Walmart shows the whole family, multiple generations, hopping into the minivan to shop. A Chinese American mom is saying she can find what she needs for her son's science project. Yes, another science project. Marketer Nita Song says at first, Walmart assumed its campaign would be CKV. But her firm's research showed that Korean was not necessary.
And it did confirm the fact that Chinese shoppers, Vietnamese shoppers, you know, looking actively for low prices, doesn't mind doing a drive to go find a good deal on something.
But Korean Americans liked fancier brand names than the stuff Walmart carries. McDonald's also overlooked CKV for a big campaign starring the photogenic Korean-American golfer Michelle Wee.
太棒了,我一定会到!
It was marketed in five languages, including different Chinese dialects, but not Vietnamese. They get radio ads and direct mail, says Vivian Chen. She's McDonald's marketing manager, just for Asian Americans. Used to be those direct mail coupons were in Vietnamese only. That caused confusion at the cash register.
In the past, we just used one language. So what happened is they click the coupon, bring that to McDonald's. My crew members will not be able to read it.
Unless those McDonald's crew members read Vietnamese. Now, all direct mailers are bilingual, with English. McDonald's has a reputation for smart marketing to Asian American communities. Now it's taking a corporate pavilion, a big marketing tent, to dozens of Asian American street festivals around the U.S. It's described by McDonald's as a celebration of Asian culture. Lots of red, gold, and fuchsia. All that needs swapping out is the language on the signs. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.